This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 of this Sunday edition is now underway. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
We were talking about this guy who got entrapped by the FBI for the alleged crime of attempting to build an X-ray gun that he neither built nor fired, apparently, and went to a jury trial, and they are like, guilty. And so they sent him to Supermax prison.
Let's also not forget, right, that he's a member of the KKK.
Yes.
And do we really want another one of those guys out in the street?
Being a member of an unscrupulous organization isn't necessarily a reason to railroad somebody into maximum security prison.
Okay.
Like if he's going to be a member of the unscrupulous organization, then catch him doing something actually unscrupulous rather than manufacture this insane case against him of attempting to build an X-ray gun.
Yeah. No, I understand. It's, you know, it's one of those things. Like, I don't want to tie it into the Jeffrey Epstein thing.
Yeah.
But it's always weird to me how people are so upset that a known pedophile is dead.
I'm not upset.
Right. Well, people are like, he didn't kill himself. Epstein didn't kill himself.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that he did.
Okay.
But
people seem to care.
But I'm also not upset.
Okay.
Right? Like I care that, like, the circumstances surrounding it are odd. The whole that there's no video footage and, you know, all that
kind of
stuff.
If he didn't kill himself, people would call for his death because he's a pedophile.
Yes.
So even if it was murder, right, mission accomplished.
I mean, maybe, right?
Just saying. KKK guy, off the street. However you did it, he's not on the street anymore.
I think that the problem there is by any means, right? And that should not be the case.
All right.
We do have some calls to get to, however. Let's go to, I believe this is Gigi calling. Gigi, you're on Free Talk
Live. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Richie, I love your humor.
Thank you.
You're very bright, and you have a dry sense of humor.
He's
I love
funny
it.
Guy.
You should hear what I
yes,
say
he
off
is,
the
but
radio.
He's also very insightful.
Thank you.
What's on your mind,
Gigi?
You're
welcome, sir. And I was actually thinking about something. Nikki and Bonnie and my passionate captain and Richie have all made mention of, and I am saying this as a compliment to all of you, because I've always prided myself on being an excellent professor, a progressive and objective and sometimes subjective professor.
Mm-hmm.
Always encouraging my students, especially in my constitutional law and international relation classes, to question, express your opinion. I don't give a damn if I don't like it or the student sitting behind you doesn't like it. Back up your argument and explain why you feel that way in your essay or in a classroom discussion, because I prided myself on being that type of an educator.
Round of applause.
The other night I was listening to the BBC, which I enjoy listening to late at night. And I was laying in bed listening to various perspectives and points of view from various individuals. And as I was listening, I was remembering all the different inputs of the hosts from Free Talk Live saying, it comes down to money, Gigi. It comes down to money, Gigi. It's all about who makes the money, whether it's Russia, Ukraine, Israel, Hamas, the PLO. It's all about the defense contractors, not the average Joe or Mary in America struggling to pay bills. Ain't nobody making money except these defense contractors. So I was laying in bed listening and remembering every little comment all of you hosts have made saying it comes down to money, Gigi. It comes down to money. And I'm calling to say to all of you, you taught me something.
Uh-huh.
It happens.
I'm not saying it to blow sprinkles over you. I mean that sincerely because I'm passionate about learning. I am passionate about keeping an open perspective. And I want to tell all of you, you're all right.
Well, you're all right, too,
correct. All of you were correct when you kept saying, it's all about money, Gigi. It's all about money. Because the more I listen to, how much money is Congress going to give again,
yep.
Whether it's to Netanyahu and the IDF, whether it's to the PLO, whether it's to Ukraine, it's all about money, and people are still going to be killed, murdered, maimed, starved, not given access to clean water and medicine and food.
They will spend those lives to get the money.
I learned something from all of you.
I wish we weren't right about that. I wish we were right about something different, you know what I mean?
I respect what you're saying, Nikki.
Yeah.
But you know, it's something. I went through a PhD. I took it from Oxford in England. I'm proud of that. I'm not saying it to be a snobby little brat. I'm proud because I worked so hard and I studied and I worked my way through graduate school. And I was so naive thinking everything theoretical. And it's all baloney.
Mm. Well, that's what you get in school. Right, you get the theoreticals, you get the hypotheticals, you get like the best case scenarios, how it should be.
My father used to say, I'm so proud of you, Gigi, a PhD. And then he would look at me and he'd say, Professor, it only means it's piled higher and deeper.
Well, but if you become a professor, which it sounds like you did, right, you stay within that environment, that theoretical environment.
Yes,
you learn.
And my father used to say, you need to be out in the real world and see the blank blank.
Yes, the blank blank is, well, it is.
It's the blank garbage.
It's thick and it's high.
Yep, totally different.
Captain, you said you lived in Seattle for a while. I took my master's degree at the University of Washington at the Jackson School of International Studies. I lived in Seattle for about 4 years. I loved it. And I had a part-time job downtown in Pike Place Market.
Did you throw fish?
No, I threw
fruit. That's so cool.
Nice.
I worked as a part-time vendor for an apple and plum and peach stand, and I loved it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the market's great.
I loved hanging out at the Pike Place Market, selling things, going to all the stalls and saying hello to everybody. I got to make a lot of nice acquaintances, some people I still correspond with.
Nice. Yeah, the area.
I used to take the ferry up the Straits of Juan de Fuca to the San Juan Islands, to British Columbia, to Vashon and Bainbridge Island.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, it's a
gorgeous part of the country.
It's such a beautiful area when it's, you know, not cloudy and raining.
Which is
frequently.
I love Pioneer Square. All the history and the antiques. I love Seattle. I had wonderful time there.
Did you get to do the underground tour?
I did everything.
Because that was...
that too!
The underground tour was interesting to me.
That a nice Jewish princess from Carl Gables should not have done. and I say that as a brownie and a Girl Scout.
All right, Gigi, if Gilligan's Island were remade, I would pick you to be the professor. Thank you for the call.
All right, praise.
Great.
Have a good night.
I always love Gigi's calls.
She's enthusiastic.
You know, she has a really great personality.
Moving right along, we've got more calls. Let's go to, I believe this is Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah. Am I on?
You are on.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live.
Wow. Yeah, I just dig her accent. I mean, is it her accent or does she sound like she know it all? I don't know.
She is a professor.
Oh, okay.
Learning stuff from us.
Yes, but I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
What was the ranking for New Mexico drivers? For the worst drivers?
I don't know. I've looked into this before.
Magic
and
rectangle? Is Kevin doing the magic rectangle?
It comes up with when you just Google search it comes
top
up
five
with
for worst.
Yeah, it comes up with different first place winners though, because it depends what. You know, the worst drivers, I mean, that could mean different things to different people. So I think it's depending on what data they're analyzing and if the data is, you know, up to date and correct and all of that.
States with the worst drivers as of August 17th, 2023, New Mexico is number 6.
Wait a minute. How come it was announced on the... Are we in 2024? We were ranked number 1 for the worst driver, and it's supposed to be not my opinion.
So we're
not like they feel like the worst driver because I live here. It's not one of those feelings, or it's like it's by compiled data.
So you saw that, Sarah? So where did you get your info from?
Yeah, it was on the 5 o'clock news tonight.
I've got an article I got an article from Forbes.
That's what I
says number 6.
Number 6. Yeah. You have number 6?
No.
Okay.
But Sarah's saying that her info might be more up to date.
Albuquerque might be worse than New Mexico.
So, but I also. And I think I'm also getting this information from Sarah, so I don't know.
Well,
but
I've got the study methodology.
Yeah.
Right, same article. Number of drunk drivers involved in fatal car accidents per 100,000. Number of fatal car accidents involving distracted drivers per 100,000. Number of fatal car accidents involving a drowsy driver per 100,000. Number of fatal car accidents involving a driver who is driving the wrong way on a one-way street or the wrong side of the road.
And what is this?
This is the methodology for how they came up with their scores and rankings from Forbes.
Oh, okay.
So you want to know how they got the number 6, this is how. Number of fatal car accidents involved by drivers who failed to obey traffic signs, traffic signals, or traffic officers, and number of drivers who looked at the phone per mile.
Who is number 1?
Texas.
New Mexico! New Mexico drivers are number 1, according to KOB Tonight's News at 5 o'clock.
I mean, they could be using different data, or they could also be wrong.
Or it could just be updated. This is August 2023, but it was the first top result on Google.
I mean, that's not a very, you know, that's not that long ago.
Right.
So that is pretty up to date by my standards. I don't think things change that quickly.
I've got one that claims to be from 2024, published by worldpopulationreview.com, Bad Driving Index. New Mexico, not even in the top 10. It looks like it's fair to Midland at about number, where is it? There it is, the 16. According to the Bad Driving Index, the number of insured drivers, DUI arrests, and fatalities.
And who's number 1 on that list?
Mississippi.
Mississippi, okay. So these are just like...
Yeah.
And that's the thing, it's like depending on what the
data...
they're using, I mean, it could be anything. Because I might argue Connecticut... Because that's what I have experience with, but I've never been to New Mexico, so, don't take my word for it.
Sarah, do you know if it was New Mexico or was it Albuquerque that you heard this from or about?
I think it was New Mexico data. If you were to go to KOP TV, they got their news on the computer.
So here's KRQE, top 10 least driving cities. Number 2 is Albuquerque.
From thetrucker.com, Albuquerque, New Mexico has nation's worst driver, a new study says, published February 8th of 2024. So just a couple of days ago.
That's probably why she saw it on the news.
So it's it's Albuquerque specifically has the nation's worst driver, according to this study. Dallas, Texas, apparently is the place where this is being reported from. This looks like a truck driver, semi driver sort of periodical. It says number one, Albuquerque, New Mexico, score 100 out of 100, has the highest number of fatal car accidents involving a distracted driver, ranks third highest for the total number of fatal car accidents. It reports the third highest number of people killed in fatal crashes. Of course you're killed in a fatal crash, like, otherwise it wouldn't be fatal. The city holds the fifth highest spot for the number of fatal car accidents. It also has the sixth highest number of fatal car accidents involving a drunk driver. So lay off the booze, Sarah, okay?
That's why I've been calling in about... How I feel, like, I'm so lucky that I have not gotten hit or killed by a car, not yet, you know?
Well, that's because you're a pedestrian. Enclose yourself in a 3,000-pound death machine and give yourself at least a 50-50 chance.
But, Sarah, you called in less than a couple months ago saying that you were almost hit, right?
Yeah, almost.
Is that why we took away your
almost hit, it scared me to death. Like, I almost had a heart attack, but... The driver was mad at me because he thought I was waiting for him to stop for me, and just he got angry that I was signaling him that I was at the crosswalk. He was angry, and then he's the one that slammed the brake and almost like stopped like 3 feet from hitting me, and he was angry that I was telling him to stop.
See,
I mean,
this is why I think the laws are backwards. 3,000 down the death machine, meat popsicle.
I will say...
Right? Who should have the right of way for safety?
So everywhere else I've lived, which is, still in New England, right? So, like, not very far from where we're at right now. But people always, like, the cars have the right of way. Unless it's, like, flashing lights and, they have a red light or whatever. Unless there is a legit signal saying pedestrian has the right of way, and even then you proceed with caution.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But Keene, for some reason, people just be jumping out in front of cars in Keene. I don't know if it's because it's a college town, they think they're going to get their tuition paid or something.
What you're describing happens in Seattle, Washington, and Seattle, Washington is well known that pedestrians have the right of way.
Yeah.
And when you're in the downtown area, specifically during, we'll call it corporate hours, right, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., right,
yeah.
Or probably 7 a.m. until 7 p.m., really, right, to compensate for the commute. When you're in the downtown area during those hours, people will just step out in front of oncoming traffic.
Yeah. Do you know what we call those people in Boston?
Suicidal.
I was going to say hood ornaments, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but basically, yeah.
Right. As it should be.
Well,
As it should be.
That? The cars actually stop for these people. That's why. They actually slam their brake. Over here, they just hit you harder and then keep on going here in New Mexico.
That's a hard lesson to learn.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a necessary one to thin the herd.
Yeah.
We don't need more dumb people stepping in front of cars. Breeding.
I never knew Gigi was a Jewish princess, by the way, until tonight.
I mean, you can say you're anything you want when you call into this. Would you like to be a Jewish princess too, Sarah?
I mean, have you heard the captain's titles?
No, I...
She probably hasn't.
Here, let me recite them for you. The authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, LLC.
There you go.
Okay. Well, you have a good night. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Well, wow. You offended her.
Wore her out, finally.
I think I don't know if it was Captain's titles or more Rich kind of,
It was the sheer length that she couldn't handle.
She's like, the tip's one thing, but I mean, the whole thing, that's a bit ridiculous.
She's like, oh, it's too much. I can't take
too
it all.
Much. Gotta go.
Gotta go. Bye-bye. All right. Thanks for the call, Sarah. We appreciate you, mostly. From time to time.
Yeah.
From time to time. She's...
Some calls are better than others.
Yeah,
it's okay.
It's fine.
Some shows are better than others. Can't hit home runs all the time.
So I wanted to finish this article about this guy who got railroaded for a building, supposedly, allegedly.
Handed. Barely even handed.
Like,
he was shown an x-ray gun.
He was convicted and sentenced to 30 freaking years for allegedly attempting to construct an x-ray gun. which, of course, was him and, 30-some FBI
59
agents?
59 agents.
59
yeah.
FBI agents. That those were the people involved.
But so, he didn't even try to build it. Like the article says, they brought it into a warehouse, unpacked it, and then the FBI agents showed him how to use it.
So I'm wondering.
And he went, nope, not for me, dog. And then...
Yeah, but I'm wondering, so apparently, like, based on what we've read from the article so far, it sounds like they presented him with blueprints of some sort, and he seemed interested. I mean, if he's saying, yeah, I'm interested in building this thing, and I want to kill people with it, I mean, that might be enough for them to convict him.
No, but he said, I'm out of my league.
Once he actually saw the manual and realized he couldn't operate it, but it seemed like before that he might have been game.
Okay.
And me, I mean, it's hard to say without, like, hearing what he said.
But, he was also restricted with the evidence where the government could sort of cherry-pick through all of the recordings that they made. And he was not allowed to play the other parts where he, you know, declined their invitations and declined, you know, a bunch of things.
Which, of course, does not seem fair.
And if he actually built it, it would probably be in the article and part of the evidence that, oh, no, he took the materials and he constructed one of his own.
Yeah.
And that's not in there.
To top it off, federal judge assessed a 12-level terrorism enhancement when sentencing Crawford, giving him 30 years in prison. And now Crawford is serving that sentence in one of the most notorious prisons in the world, Florence Supermax. Man, that just sounds like a one of the leaders of, like, the Rockettes or something.
Okay.
Hey, everybody, look, it's Florence Supermax.
Right? Sounds like a wrestling name.
It does. The home of inmates such as the drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, Oklahoma City bombing accomplice Terry Nichols, and 1993 World Trade Center bomber Ramzi Youssef. Florence is also where Whitmer kidnapped defendants Adam Fox and Barry Croft are being caged.
So he's going to really learn how to build something while he's in there.
Yeah.
These guys
he's
know
going
how.
To a terrorist boot camp.
Sounds like it. Crawford has an ongoing lawsuit over his placement at Florence Supermax. According to Crawford's lawsuit, which was filed last July, he was held in a medium security prison in Pekin, Illinois, for the last 6 months of his sentence in 2017. Then suddenly, he was informed that he was being transferred to Supermax. Since then, Crawford has been subject to Special Administrative Measures, or SAMs, because they got to make an acronym out of every damn thing, which is designated for violent inmates. He said he's been denied the ability to communicate with lawyers and others on the outside.
That's why. He filed a lawsuit and they moved him.
His lawsuit also claims that he is the only Christian American who has been unjustifiably subjected to SAMs for 6 years, housed in the ADX Supermax with the most notorious and infamous international terrorists, all of whom are unapologetically in a state of war with this great nation.
Where's the food better?
I don't know, but... welcome to it. This is the country that you live in. Your thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The Senate voted on Sunday 67-27 to advance a $95 billion aid package to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The bill does not include money for border security, which is why some senators, like Utah Senator Mike Lee, are no fan of the legislation.
Most Democrats want more Ukraine funding. A few Republicans do also, but most Democrats do. Republicans really want a secure border. And the idea was that in theory, we might be able to cobble together enough votes to force border security on an otherwise unwilling administration that, for reasons that we find baffling, doesn't want to secure the border.
A new poll finds most Americans feel President Biden is too old to serve in office. The ABC Ipsos poll, taken after a special counsel's report cited Biden's memory lapses, finds 86% believe he's too old for the White House. Thanks for listening. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Capacity.
Yeah. Right. Not bad. Not bad.
Hold not on. Good either.
But not bad.
It's long COVID.
It must be.
Isn't that pronounced COVID?
If I could get on all out like that, sure. Yeah.
It's Free Talk Live. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to this Sunday night edition of our fine program. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Before we go on, I need to say some things about some stuff.
That you were paid to say.
That our sponsors have contributed. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash, Digital Cash. With fees less than a penny per transaction, Dash is made for spending. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized Maya protocol and in multi-crypto wallets. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and use Dash. You can learn more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org. And once again, I bought another gift card for somebody using Dash, and like the thing, the gift card thing arrived before the notification email. Like, hey, your gift card is pending. Just wait a minute, and we'll send you a thing. And like, it was already done by the time I got the email.
10-3, good buddy.
Yeah, 10-3. 10-3. Oh, you sly dog. That's D-A-W-G for you Southerners out there. Dog. Not D-O-G, dog. Right, it's D-A-W, dog.
Dog.
Yes, I got a dog. Woof, woof.
At any rate. Louisiana, they fight each other.
Louisiana. Louisiana.
Louisiana? Okay.
That's where they lose things. Yeah, Louisiana. The telephone number, if you would like to join in the conversation tonight, is 603-283-6160. We've been talking about a number of things, but there's something I want to talk about now because, well, we are a nationally syndicated radio program, and because of that, you know, our voices appear on the radio, and as you would expect, radio itself is dependent on broadcasting over the air, and in order to do that, radios require these things called towers, right?
Big towers, small towers, medium-sized towers.
Yeah, all the different towers, depending on, you know, the landscape. Is it mountainous? Is it valley? Is it flatlands? You know, that kind of thing. And so it would come to the surprise of some people.
If you're running a radio station.
If you're running a radio station.
And not just a show syndicated.
That, yeah, we're a show. We're not a station. Right. We're on stations, but we're a show. And then we get sort of distributed to radio stations who then broadcast it.
Over the towers.
Right. So this from HuffPo, or the Huffington Post. Alabama radio station off the air. After 200-foot radio tower is stolen.
Piece by piece over time, like unbolted from the ground and just loaded up on the back of a semi. And
the whole thing.
This is who are the these magician guys, like David Copperfield.
Okay.
And, you know, they'd go on TV and they'd like, we made the Statue of Liberty disappear.
Oh.
Right. Or we made a 747 disappear.
And then they bring it back.
And they're like, what was there the whole time?
Put their thumb over it.
It's usually like a rotating stage.
I don't really know how they did any of it, but like this reminds me of
they're not supposed
things.
To tell you, right?
Except
there was a magician that did.
If they were going to do this, they would have told us in advance. They'd have been like, we're going to make this 200-foot tower disappear. Not somebody just discovers it one day that it's gone.
It was on Fox. Secrets of Magic Revealed. It's a good show.
Now you know.
The guy got in trouble.
Quote... A maintenance worker called me on Friday and said, the tower is gone, recalled WJLX's Brett Elmore. I said,
are you high?
What do you mean the tower is gone?
That's are you quote. In the right place? Do you know where we put the tower last night before we closed up?
If you happen to see a 200-foot radio tower lying around, there's a radio station in Jasper, Alabama, that would love to hear from you.
How much copper is in that thing? Is it a copper theft?
In the tower itself?
I don't know.
Probably none, but I mean...
Like, what are you going to do with a radio tower? Like, broadcast your own podcast from the backyard?
You know? Like, I know of thieves who were caught stealing satellite receiving equipment off of, like, the rooftops of houses.
Okay.
Right? These dish-looking things with the, they call it an LNB. It's the little thing that sticks out of the dish.
Yep.
This is actually like the least monetarily worth piece of equipment, but these thieves didn't know any better. They thought, oh, we got to be able to liquidate these for buku bucks because it's satellite equipment.
Right.
And so, yeah, they ended up like...
But even that, you can like hide in your basement.
That's true.
Where is this 200-foot radio tower? How far could it have gotten without someone going like, hey, there's a radio tower in the back. Pick up.
Is it in your mom? That's a your mom joke.
Yeah,
joke,
I got it.
Joke. Why'd you say joke so many times? I didn't.
It's the echo.
If you happen to see a 200-foot tower lying around, there's a radio station in Jasper, Alabama that would love to hear from you.
Is it like a college prank? Like the rival radio station down the street.
Right, yeah.
Ha ha, got your tower. We're going to beat you the big game.
Maybe it's a sanity saving thing where, like, you know, some guy, older guy, got the right feelings or the wrong feelings in this case.
Okay.
And, like, now when he walks around, he's tuned into the radio station.
Okay.
Right? Like, it broadcasts in his mouth.
Okay.
Like, this is an actual thing if you've never heard of this. Have you heard of this, Nikki?
No.
People get fillings and then, like, sometimes they get radio stations in their mouth. Right? So maybe it's like, you know, I'm being driven nuts by this AM station. I can't take it anymore. I got to take down the tower. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't read the article.
We'll find out.
I'm just speculating here. WJLX AM has been off the air since February 2nd when a landscaping crew visited the site where the tower is supposed to be for a bit of routine maintenance. The station's general manager, Brett Elmore, told Birmingham Fox affiliate WBRC a potential...
How long did they think they were, like, on the air and just weren't? They just showed up, did their job, and nobody...
Did they not have the lights?
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so.
Would the lights even go off if the radio tower's missing? Like, that's the general
broadcast. I don't understand any of this, so...
Brett Elmore,
I'll go, it's way over my head.
Brett Elmore said that he was shocked when a crew member called him with the news. When he arrived, he called me on Friday and said, "The tower is gone," Elmore told WBRC. I said, "What do you mean the tower is gone? Are you sure you're at the right place?" He said, "No, the tower's gone. There are wires everywhere, and it's gone." The radio station's Facebook account announced the theft by rightfully noting, "This is going to get out eventually, so I might as well make it public before it does."
You just send the morning zoo crew home. Huh. Sorry, guys.
There was more.
Podcast only this week.
This morning, my bush hog crew went down to a tower site to do an early cleanup of the property before we did some more work down there. When he arrived, he called and notified me that not only was my building vandalized, but my 200-foot tower was gone. They stole every piece of equipment out of the building, cut the guy wires to the tower, and somehow managed to down a 200-foot tower and take it from the property.
How big was that crew?
The vandals?
Yeah.
It's hard to tell.
I don't think you're going to do that overnight alone or two-man job.
I don't know enough about like citizen band towers. You can get like a base station tower at your house.
All right.
And man, that can be like, you know, maybe 100 feet if you're like rural.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what the regulations.
You gonna put it up yourself though?
I'm not gonna put it up anyone.
What?
Oh man.
That deserves a rim shot. That was good.
Although Elmore filed a police report, Jasper Mayor David O'Meary told NBC News that local authorities lacked the information needed to conduct a full-fledged investigation. How do local authorities lack the information to conduct an investigation?
Put an APB on a 200-foot radio tower.
Tower's gone, bro. Looks like this. Here's a picture of it.
This is what it looked like before.
Oh, my God.
Can you prove
the tower was stolen?
The contrast between these last two stories just, like, really perfectly sums up, like, what the United States is like for me. So we're wasting all of this money, right, on 59 agents to convict this random guy of something he didn't even really do, like, thought crime stuff. So, like, throwing all of these resources at this random Nazi dude.
For several years.
And then, like, an actual, like, crime happens, and they're like, yeah, man, we just, like, don't have the resources to deal with this. Like,
the money or the...
It's just, like,
we don't have enough information.
Yeah, it's your loss.
Like, that's why you do the investigation, because you don't have enough information.
Yeah. They don't have... they
just
don't.
Just for Prince. Let's start there. Let's go old school.
Check any cameras incoming and outgoing out of the property, or check with some neighbors. Anybody see any traffic lights?
Check the traffic cams. There's got to be traffic cams somewhere.
Yeah, and then meanwhile, there's
Ring doorbells.
A hotline in Las Vegas to rat on your neighbors.
During the Super Bowl, for having Super Bowl parties, right? Yeah.
It's like, maybe set up a hotline for this. I don't know, put an ad in the newspaper.
Have you seen this 200-foot radio tower?
Yeah.
Does your neighbor have new radio equipment in his backyard? Call 311. He might be broadcasting.
Well said, you guys. Well said. Although Elmore filed a police report, authorities say they lack information needed to conduct a full-fledged investigation.
Yeah, no, that's detective work, man. You go get the information.
WJLX listeners can still visit the station online, but a note on its webpage said that the FCC denied a request to broadcast on FM radio via their sister station. Of course they did, because they're, a bunch of FCC.
This violates protocol. We've never had this happen before.
Local broadcasting colleagues have reportedly offered to help find a temporary transmitter location, according to Inside Radio, whatever that is. Elmore said that the tower and other equipment weren't insured. Oh, way to go.
Well, you don't expect it to be stolen.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Okay, that's true.
Anyway, Elmore said that the tower and other equipment weren't insured, so the station has organized a GoFundMe campaign to raise $60,000 and try to get back on the air.
That's not even that much.
As of Friday afternoon, the campaign had raised around $1,400.
Okay.
But Elmore is trying to remain optimistic. We're a small market station, but we're going to get back, and we're going to be back on the air as soon as we possibly can, he told NBC News. Currently, there are no suspects in the theft.
Because they're not investigating.
But Elmore told Inside Radio that he doesn't see some guy off the street doing this, he added. This looks like a professional hit.
Rival station. You stole all of my advertisers.
Okay, so when I hear somebody say, this looks like a professional hit, I think of, for A, murder.
Okay.
Right? B, like somebody tied up, hands behind their back, on their knees. C, like hole in the back of the head, right, you know, from the gunshot, right? That seems to me like a professional hit.
Sure.
I don't think of a radio tower being stolen as a professional hit.
Well, if it was a hired crew, right, then it's professional. I think you're getting hung up on the word hit.
I wonder what their format was. Like, were they a Christian station? And like, you know,
the website, you can still listen. What's the call letters?
WJLX.
WJLX.
They do have a link to...
Why do radio stations always do that? Like, what does that mean?
What?
You know, like how they always use the random... letters? Is it assigned?
Yeah, sometimes it's either W or it's... what's the other letter it starts with?
I don't know.
K.
Okay.
Yeah, K, yeah.
Is the
east or west of the Mississippi or whatever?
Right, exactly.
Oh.
There's an update here. Transmitter facility hit by thieves. February 8 update. The FCC has denied a request to remain on the air on 101.5 FM. Blah, 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 blah.
Looks like a lot of talk shows and then some oldies.
Okay. Well, all right. I was like, if it was Christian radio, I'm like, maybe it was the Satanists. Right? You know what I mean? Maybe there's some religious war going on there. But, yeah.
Right now you can listen to Coyote J.
Sounds cool.
Sounds compelling. Yeah. Local broadcasting colleagues have reportedly offered to help find a temporary location for their new transmitter. Elmore said the tower and other equipment weren't insured. We talked about that already. Currently there's no suspects. Anyone with information as to who may have put a 200 or stolen the 200-foot radio tower and has it in their possession is asked to contact the Jasper Police Department. That's really the end of the article.
It's going to be sold on the black market in Vegas for the Super Bowl. It's been trafficked.
Oh.
Hey, man, we can broadcast the game now.
It would be somewhat humorous if, it were some anonymous folk, and then they put the tower up somewhere, mountaintop or something, you know, threw some power on it, and then just started broadcasting Free Talk Live.
Would you want to be associated with that, though?
I mean,
the sentiment's there, but it's...
Pirate radio people have been broadcasting Free Talk Live for a long time. Already,
yeah, but
so.
I'm pretty sure the pirate radio broadcasters didn't steal a 200-foot tower.
Yeah, but also, right. I'm 100% certain nobody associated with Free Talk Live stole this tower in Alabama. At least it wouldn't fit in my car. What about yours?
No.
Yeah, yours?
No.
Okay.
Just buy it off the Silk Road.
Yeah. I don't know if my car would make it down to Alabama.
Maybe they're actually. My brakes have got a grinding sound in them, and the front passenger side tire is a little wobble in it.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Like, oh, where did that come from?
I got a few lights on the dashboard, so.
Check engine light?
Yeah, among many others.
Have you checked the engine?
Yep, I had my personal mechanic run the codes several times. This is an ongoing event, but
clearing the codes doesn't solve the problem. Just so you know.
Yeah, they did come back on.
Okay, I've got the code clear just so I can turn on cruise control.
So there's a
fix that Subaru.
The reason we talked about this particular story is because we have this thing where I think Ian maybe started it or whatever, but like when two hosts bring in the same story.
Well,
generally, okay,
yeah,
well,
it's good practice,
and we're a radio
right?
show, and this happened to a radio station.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's why I brought it in.
That was my motive as well.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, we do that.
We do that thing.
Yeah, we're
part of that environment. Let's talk about it.
This other article also said not only was the radio tower stolen, but a nearby building was also vandalized. When Elmore heard that the door was left ajar, that's when reality was starting to set in that something bad had happened. There was a meeting yesterday between the owner and our investigators concerning the matter. Jasper Mayor David O'Meary told NBC News, at this point, we are still lacking information. Okay, so...
Yeah, just go get me the equipment. I know a guy who can rig it all back together for you.
Wow.
They stole all the radio equipment from the building and the tower. And they're going to be broadcasting something.
We requested temporary authority to keep the FM translator on until we get the AM back on the air, Elmore said. But unfortunately, the FCC said, denied.
The FCC is probably going to be your best tool to find it, right? Because they'll be able to trace the signal if and when they start broadcasting again.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
I mean, that's how they find the underground little pirate stations that are too small.
Okay, but they would have to be broadcasting on the same wavelength that this station was. So,
no. They find pirate broadcasts all the time because they find the signal.
They find the frequency, right? Yeah.
So if they find an obscure frequency...
I thought you were talking about, like, this, when whoever the pirates are would start broadcasting, it would be on the same frequency. That's not the case.
No, it's just how they would track down any other pirate broadcast, because they stole all the radio equipment and the tower, right?
Yeah.
Like, unless they're going to... Even if they're going to sell it on the black market, whoever's buying it is going to set up shop to broadcast something from somewhere. And when they do, it's not going to be on the radar, so to speak, of the FCC for what's allowed on those stations, right? And then they'll triangulate or however they do it to find the little towers. But this is a 200-foot tower. It's going to have a bigger signal, and it's going to draw attention to itself in some form or fashion if they put it back in operations.
Right. All right. If you know where this tower is, 603-283-6160. Give us a call. Yeah. Let us know.
Or call that radio station. They probably want to know more than we do.
No, they do. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. I was just offering to relay
the message. All right.
Yeah.
Maybe the good deed for the night.
Maybe garner some, not insane callers.
Really?
Hey, we'll give it back to you if you put us on your network.
Oh, it's being held for ransom now.
7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 nights a week, huh?
Yeah.
How bad do you want this tower back?
Would you like to play a game?
No.
Name that movie?
Saw.
Saw, yeah.
No.
It's also from Saw, then.
Older.
Well, then it's also from Saw.
Well, then I'm not going to know it.
Would you like to play a game?
Oh, a Space Odyssey.
War Games.
War Games, okay.
Oh, I don't know.
1980s classic.
A Space Odyssey to me is a David Bowie album, and I don't know what the other thing you're talking about is, so...
War Games was a movie where, this kid hacked into the Department of Defense.
Oh, that's cool.
And started talking to the computer. The computer offered to play a game with him, and it nearly ended up in thermonuclear war.
Oh, huh. So less cool.
Because the kid thought it was a game.
Right.
Oh.
That's the simplified, nearly spoiler-free version.
That's all right. I'm never going to watch it. So, yeah. But
it's not a bad movie.
No, I don't watch movies, so
okay. I say that.
I got a long
list. Don't put it on the list, then.
Yeah, so I got a long list that you guys have already given me, and I only watched one of them.
Which one?
I forget. It was some dystopian movie about the future.
That narrows it down.
It's like all of our recommendations.
There's like no movies like that ever.
It wasn't...
It was not Demolition Man, unfortunately.
Or was it?
It might have been...
You would remember if it was Demolition Man.
Yeah.
It's too good.
I think I fell asleep. So oh. I wouldn't have
you're
remembered.
You're one of those? You're a film sleeper?
Yeah.
Do you snore?
No.
Okay.
No, so at least I'm quiet. I'm not like talking during the movie or something.
That's worse.
I say all this about War Games because this from PCGamer.com. A war game experiment pitting AI chatbots against each other. Ended exactly how you'd expect.
In a game of tic-tac-toe?
Wouldn't you prefer a good game of global thermonuclear war? Question mark.
Is that what they asked the chatbot?
Governments are increasingly considering integrating autonomous AI agents in high-stakes military and foreign policy decision-making. That's the pithy, dispassionate observation of a recent study from a collective of U.S. universities. So they set out to discover just how the latest AI models behave when pitched against one another in a range of war game scenarios. The results were straight out of a Hollywood script. A good one or a bad one? That's my question, right?
I'm still waiting for ChatGPT, someone to ask ChatGPT to, like, find an economic system better than capitalism.
I can't believe that hasn't been asked already.
Yeah.
You should find that.
I don't have ChatGPT on my phone.
But, I mean, you could figure out how to do that,
right? You just go to ChatGPT and ask him. I just haven't. I don't have it on my phone.
We'll ask Nikki to do it.
I don't have it on my phone.
Nobody wants to do it.
You have
nobody wants to talk to the AI. If you have gone to ChatGPT and asked,
what is a better economic system than capitalism?
And it's given you an answer. Please give us a call at 603-283-6160.
Because then we can put to rest like the communism-capitalism debate, right? Yeah.
Can we? I mean,
if there's a better one out there, they say, like, well, capitalism is the best one we've found so far. So what's better?
Free market capitalism.
Okay.
So I'm just adding more adjectives to that.
I mean, that's fine.
That's my my AI answer.
Super duper free market capitalism.
Yeah. I think if we just keep tacking them on, it'll just be better and better and better.
At any rate, they pitted these AIs.
Evolutionary capitalism.
Against each other. Oh, that's not, man. What are you doing? Don't make me pull the studio over.
Oh, man, I wrecked the show.
They set out to discover just how the latest AI models behave when pitched against one another in a range of war game scenarios. The results were straight out of a Hollywood script and not in a good way. If you need a clue, well, we'll tell you all about it coming up. Hour number 3 of Free Talk Live, still yet to come. We'll talk about these AI war game simulations and how they ended. More of your calls and thoughts, and we've got more content for you. Don't go anywhere. It's Free Talk Live.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.